Okay, well, in regard to the Netflix specials, you know, with the, you know, the hour special, you know, like stand-up comedian, stuff like that, what would you try to negotiate for? Like, what do you think you're worth if you had that opportunity?
Jeez. You mean a number?
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you want?
That's very tough because you can't compare it off other people's stuff.
Right.
So because, you know, you got to understand, like, take Chappelle, take Chris Rock, those kind of people that, you know, they have bigger names than me. I've been in the business and they respect me and I respect them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's also agents. That's also managers.
Mm.
That's networks saying what they think. Because at the end of the day, it's like Netflix, they're paying people up front. A lot of people don't realize this is industry talk now.
Yeah.
Netflix is non-union.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm coming from more of a generation of residuals.
Mm-hmm.
You may get this, but over the long run, you can make millions, but that's not what you got when you shot that.
Right.
Or when you perform that.
Right.
The reason you're hearing about these crazy lump sums
mm-hmm.
is because the network going, here's what it is, because you're not getting it anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So this is like a little upfront and over time, collectively.
The way they're doing it now is, no, here it is, everything.
Oh,
and they're going, thank you.
Okay.
It's yours. And I appreciate that.
Right.
Run it till I'm 90.
Yeah.
Until I'm gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? It's hard to say that. It's hard to say a number. If I were to say 5 million, I don't know. Is that shortchanging me? You never know what could happen. I can be in the next Titanic next week.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be in Jurassic Park 4 coming up and they'd be like, damn, they only gave that nigga $5 million. He could have got 50 million like Dave Chappelle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's to say? Because I'm a businessman.
Right.
A lot of people don't realize a little fact. So way before Kevin Hart, way before Cat Williams, way before all these Mike Epps and all these guys, I was actually the first black comedian to independently shoot a comedy special and get picked up by a major network. I was thinking this way 17 years ago.
Nice.
2001,
mm-hmm.
comedy classic, Straight Clowning,
mm-hmm.
my first hour special. Will Smith was on it with me.
Okay.
Dr. Dre did my music. Shaquille O'Neal was on it with me. Jamie Foxx was on it with me. Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
These are all my friends.
Right.
I basically took a page in those years. I took a page out of what Master P was doing when he in the hip hop world. He's like, why do I need to go to a label?
Yeah.
But I can take this dope money and start my own label.
That's a fact.
It's before Cash Money kind of blew up and this and that. So I was like, well, let me do that. One of my pro athlete friends gave me a lump sum of money and was like, wait, why don't you have an HBO special? Kind of like what you're talking to me about Netflix now.
Yeah.
Why you ain't on HBO? Why they ain't give you? And I was on HBO's waiting list back then. And I was like, you know what? I'm sick of waiting. I'm not going to wait any longer. I could actually shoot this myself.
Exactly.
Four cameras.
Mm-hmm.
1,500-seater. Wilshire E-Bell right here on Wilshire.
Mm-hmm.
Sold out two shows. At that time, Steve Harvey was on radio. There's my radio promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I have these superstars that are my friends that are on it. I have this hour of fire-ass material.
Yep.
Let me shoot this myself and make somebody go buy it.
Right.
That's how I was thinking 17 years ago.
All it takes is that little bit of motivation inside you to kind of spark that fire. Like, listen, I'm tired of waiting. Tired of waiting.
Right. It went to showtime. So there you have it. So it would have been the equivalent of me going to shoot my own special, which the one I just told you about in Peoria.
Yeah.
I'm actually shooting that independently. Again.
My man.
Then I'm going to sell it to Netflix. Because if it's quality and it's already there, they're in the business of buying stuff too. Yeah, a lot of them they'll shoot. Dave Chappelle's, Chris Rock, Amy Schumer, they're going to shoot that. But they see, whoa, this guy shot this on his own, and it looks as good as what ours would be, and I'd even have to wait around for them.
Right.
For what their so-called list is right now, I'm gonna shoot it myself. So same thing. So I shot it myself. Went to Showtime. Was one of their top-rated comedy specials on Showtime. It also became a part of the Platinum Comedy Series. Platinum Comedy Series was Dave Chappelle, Steve Harvey, DL, Cedric the Entertainer, Monique.
Okay.
That was their series. But they shot that. They bought mine. So everybody looked at me like, this dude's brilliant. Like, I didn't have to split money with them. Right. I already shot it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, I need you for distribution.
That's all
just
you need.
Just put it out there.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like that a long time ago, and I'm still thinking like that to this day.